Okay. We're talking about Star Wars today.
Yes.
And I am so excited. Some ground rules before we get into this episode. I think the way I sort of envision this, it's sort of like a state of the state of the union of Star Wars, like state of Star Wars. Where is Star Wars now after the release of Rise of Skywalker and The Mandalorian? And as those have come to an end and we reach 2020, where does the franchise go from here?
Yeah.
Now that it's owned by Disney, now that Disney Plus will be a much bigger part of the Star Wars release schedules, like what does that mean for our beloved franchise? And yeah, and then we could just sort of go from there and we'll see how long this episode goes and where it leads. But Philip, like you were saying before we're even recording, before we get into the rest of the show, we should talk about our sort of review of The Rise of Skywalker.
Right, because we haven't, outside of the previous catching up episode, we have not been back to actually, and you and I have only texted about Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
Very passionately, but...
So I feel like we should, because The Rise of Skywalker is the finale to a 40-year plus franchise.
Yes, nine movie
franchise. Just
nine movie story saga, really.
Yes.
Which
is crazy to think about.
Yes. So spoiler warning for those of you.
Yes.
If you've not seen Rise of Skywalker, don't go. So I'm gonna say
don't go see it. Don't go.
Don't.
Just
don't
hear listen. What we say and
don't listen
take
to this
it.
Episode. Yeah. Value. But do not. I will say this whole episode we're gonna spoil. For the episode after this when we do Marvel, I'm just gonna say it right now. We're spoiling everything. Nothing is sacred. Nothing is safe. Because that's the only way you can talk about the state of like that franchise at the time. So, with that being said, let's jump into our The Rise of Skywalker reviews. Philip, you go first because you saw it before I did.
You texted me very ominously, you just said
text me when you've seen it. That's all you said.
Yes,
you wouldn't say anything else. And I didn't want to poke the bear because I didn't want to get spoiled. So Philip, floor is yours. Initial thoughts and feelings seeing it.
So I had a lot of doubts going into this Star Wars film because they gave it back to J.J. Abrams. And during the press run, there was a lot of negativity towards The Last Jedi. And there was a lot of statements about, oh, I'm going to do what I can to fix
The Last Jedi. Which, real quick, I love The Last Jedi.
Agreed.
Yep.
Okay. Probably out of the three new ones, it's the best one.
For sure.
Because the thing that I loved about The Last Jedi is that all of those things that fans have been so annoyed by is like everything's connected and you know it's so predictable.
Right.
Ryan Johnson kind of took all that down. He said, "No, Rey's not going to be related to the Skywalkers and anyone can have the ability to use the Force and who cares who Snoke is because he's dead now."
Yep.
Like it just like he tore down all the walls and said, like, I'm going to do whatever I want.
It was so fresh.
I'm going to change things. I'm going to make Luke to be a bitter old man, which makes sense because the Jedi Order ruined his life.
Well, look.
Like.
Well, before we get into all that, I should say it's important to note, because when we talk about Rise of Skywalker, it is important to note where it all started. The Force Awakens made it so Luke was gone. He was literally the first line in the crawl for The Force Awakens is Luke has gone missing or Luke is in exile, whatever it is. So automatically Ryan Johnson had that to go with. Like Luke has been gone.
Mm-hmm.
He ran from his responsibilities. Like, how do I handle this? And then that sort of leads into the whole like, they've ruined Luke, they've ruined Leia, they've ruined blah, blah, blah. This whole dialogue that happened during The Last Jedi that deeply influenced the Rise of Skywalker.
Right.
So let's get into the Rise of Skywalker.
Yes. So the Rise of Skywalker is...
Just say it.
Unoriginal, lazy, hot garbage.
Ooh, hot. Ooh. Did you like anything in it?
The one scene where Kylo Ren comes to save Rey in the end.
Oh, when he's Ben Solo?
When he's Ben Solo, and he pulls the lightsaber from behind his back and fights the knights or whatever. Yeah. That was super cool. I feel like there was one or two more things that I actually enjoyed from the movie.
There were a lot of good things in the movie that I liked.
It had its moments.
But well, I'll let you go first.
You can tell in this movie that J.J. Abrams knows how to make an action movie. He doesn't know how to tell a story.
Okay, before you get into J.J. stuff, though, I will note that there was a pretty massive major leak recently that I want to get into involving J.J. and Disney.
Ooh.
But we'll get into it after our reviews. So okay. Pretend you didn't hear that.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
So keep saying bad things about J.J.
Anyway, I just felt like the movie spent too much time trying to reverse everything that The Last Jedi did.
I would agree.
And it was very obvious.
In a very obvious way. Like, yes. Certain lines, like Luke saying you should treat a Jedi's weapon with more respect, was such, like...
Well, he even straight up is like, hey, everything I said before, I was wrong. It's like, why? Why say that?
Yes.
Why do that?
And then, of course, the biggest one of all...
Tying her to Palpatine.
And Palpatine coming back and not being explained at all.
Yeah.
Like, he's just back.
Exactly. It's just like, oh, yeah. And then there's a bunch of Snoke clones in a thing. Yes. And he's like, oh, that's how we get rid of Snoke. No, like, it was just like... All these things that you're like, okay, hold on. This makes absolutely no sense.
So Rey, who was supposed to not be related to anybody,
yeah,
supposed to be a nobody, all of a sudden is a Palpatine.
Yes.
Very annoying. Frustrating.
Why?
So frustrating.
What's the point?
Literally no reason.
The moment the lightning shoots out of her hands, I'm like, I hate this movie.
That's the other thing with this movie. The few things that it does so courageously, it takes it back literally minutes after.
Yeah.
Like, it killed Chewie, and I was like, oh my God, they killed Chewie. That's amazing.
And I'm like, psych.
I'm crying. And they're like, literally, no. It was the wrong transport. Like, where was the second transport? I never saw no second transport. What is happening?
Where this did that even come from? This is the dumbest
story.
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense. And then they have to find this blade that lines up perfectly with the Death Star in the water. Like, really dumb story decisions. But I think the dumbest of them all was the beginning. Literally starting off with the dead speak. Literally is the first line of this movie.
Oh, yeah.
The dead speak. And then we get into Palpatine is back and we just need to accept it and not worry about how he came back. And that sets up this movie. And
he's just here.
It's ridiculous because it does not connect with the rest of the trilogy. All right, I'll save my rest of my spiel for
also
later.
Probably the biggest annoyance that I have, because if this existed the whole time, then none of this story would have ever existed. And that's the fact that Jedis can now heal people upon touching, which, let's just say, if Anakin could have done that to Padme,
it would have been done.
He would have never been Darth Vader.
Yeah.
So why all of a sudden they force heal?
Can I just say, since you don't watch The Mandalorian, I won't spoil it for you, but force healing was introduced in The Mandalorian.
That's still... Oh, well.
And that was before Force Away or whatever.
That's still annoying.
Anyways, but yes.
It's still very annoying to me.
But within the same week, that existed. Disney had introduced that power into...
That's not fair. That's just... This.
I know. I like, know. I know.
If Rey, who's not even really that great of a Jedi, figured that out, but Luke hadn't... Anakin hadn't, Mace Windu, Yoda would have known about force healing. Like, there's no way. That just, it's so irritating. Also, I read the comic books, and they made a Poe Dameron miniseries, and the whole miniseries was how, like, he was always a good guy. He was always, like...
Yes, I remember. I
like,
heard this.
He was a military pilot who was, like, top of his class.
Yes.
And he went to the Resistance, but then all of a sudden, he's got this, like, random bad guy backstory about how he's, like, a drug smuggler, which does not fit at all with canon.
His character at all.
He's like, oh, okay.
Like, when did he have time to do this?
Yeah.
When he was, like, practicing to be in the Royal Army. Like, what the heck?
Also, trying to fit in his, like, little hetero lifestyle when he clearly has feelings for Finn was stupid.
It's so dumb.
Because you could tell.
All of a sudden,
first movie, he's kind of into Finn.
And all of a sudden... Oh,
and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, here's this girl.
I mean, it's Carrie Russell. Don't get me wrong. But still, like, it's so dumb.
Where all did she even come from?
Okay, I'll get into my review.
Also, the kiss at the end? Stupid.
So when so I dumb. First went to see the movie, well, one of our mutual friends, Stanley, had texted our like group chat, and he was like, "Y'all, it's getting bad reviews." And I was like, "Shut up, Stanley! I don't want to hear it. Like, I don't want to hear anything about this movie. I want to go in as fresh as possible." I got tickets to see it at 7 a.m. because I did not want to be spoiled. Like, I just wanted to get it done and go on with my day and, you know, live my Star Wars life. I was so excited for this movie, dude. Yeah. Like, I was.
A lot of people were
so excited. And the first line that in my head, can I just say in my head, like I had known that Palpatine was coming back because of the trailers.
Right.
But in my head, I thought it was going to be like the way it was revealed was going to be much more clever. And it was going to be like a build up to that moment.
Like we weren't going to see him for a while.
Yes. Like it was going to be a build up to the moment that he was the puppet master or whatever. But literally we start the movie with him. Yeah. Like we literally start the movie with Kylo going to look for him and find him. And we spend time with him. And the first thing I noticed with the movie was how fast it was. This movie was like boom, 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 boom. You had no time to like rest. And there's info that has been revealed after the movie was released that can explain some of that that I'll get into later. But let's just say that that wasn't necessarily the intention. It wasn't always supposed to be like
that. The interesting thing about this movie too, is you look back at the entire saga and a lot of the movie starts with the crawl and then it's a pan down to space. And then it's a very slow scene, usually dialogue of some sort that leads into it. This goes straight into a montage, which is not done in any of the other movies.
And it's super jarring.
Yeah. And you're like, jarring. Whoa, slow down. Yes. What's going on?
It is so fast. Yeah. And by the way, that wasn't the original intention. We'll get into that.
Well, I know there was a leaked script.
Yes.
That came out we'll get into it. Yeah, go ahead.
But immediately in my head, I was like, oh no, something bad's about to happen. Like, this is not good. And then the movie went on, and I will say there's a lot of great moments in the movie. There's some good stuff, some moments that I'm like, made no sense. And I was expecting certain things in the movie that just weren't in it at all. The actors had talked about how there was certain scenes with Rose and Rey didn't exist in the movie.
Oh, he cut Rey completely out of this movie.
Rose.
Yeah, they took her out completely. They gave her like two lines. It was like, go back,
Rose. And her lines was like, I can't go on this mission with you because I have to study homework. I have to study this book. Like, it's so dumb. I was a little like, okay. But then comes that big moment. The lightning, the Force lightning. And I knew what was happening, and I knew she was a Palpatine from that moment.
Oh, like, yeah, me too.
I had already felt it, and they had reneged on everything that The Last Jedi stood for.
Yeah.
Innovative, new, open, opens the door wide open. None of that. They closed the door. They made it insular. I also knew, by the way, the ending when Rey was at that planet in the fair, and she was like, "What's your last name?"
Yeah.
And she was like, "I don't have one." I was like, "Cause it's Skywalker. It's gonna be Skywalker." Like,
she like looks at the sun. Yeah, she's like, "Skywalker." I was like, "Ugh."
We'll get into that. But by the way, as lame as that is, I think the movie could have done that correctly if it was done right. But the way it was done was not right. Like, I'm just gonna say it. Anyways, we get to the big reveal, and that, to me, that reveals this whole movie to me. This was a complete disappointment. It was not what you want. It is not what you want. And I think for a lot of people, they were very happy that it tied back to the idea of the royal families and this like tradition and Star Wars. But to them, I would argue it kind of goes against what you wanted, because at the end of the day, you know who won the whole thing? A Palpatine. Literally, the Rise of Skywalker, the Skywalkers don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Like, literally do not matter at all anymore. And that's, you know, that's a shame because, you know, we've loved the originals and the trilogy. And what I loved about Rian Johnson's idea of it was, like, he got handed this, you know, he got handed this setup where Luke had escaped or whatever. And he was like, if that's the way it's going to be, this is how Luke ends up. He made it meaningful, you know, that last scene with Luke saving. He made Luke save the last of the rebellion by standing up to Kylo, and then he passes away, but he lives on as a symbol. Mm-hmm. And you saw at the end Broom Boy, and they're telling the story of Luke Skywalker. And I was like, yes, that's the perfect ending or whatever. And I kind of wish the trilogy just would have ended there, honestly. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be honest. Yeah. So, like, this just flew against everything. And then just, like, a lot of dumb writing that, like, made no sense. Like, all of a sudden in Star Wars, they're looking for a dagger. That's not a thing that happens in Star Wars. They're looking for a dagger that has words in it. And then they have to, like, you know, rewrite C-3PO's memory.
Dude, I hated that scene.
Which was so dumb because, like, C-3PO, by the way, C-3PO is one of my favorite characters. And there was a lot of C-3PO in this movie, and he was actually funny. But it was so dumb that he had this emotional moment where
with people he barely knows
and he's like, I just want to look at my friends one last time, and then literally 30 minutes later he has his memory back. Yeah. And it's like
okay, cool,
can we have like some consequences? Like, yeah, can something actually happen? Yeah. Like, can you actually kill Chewie? It just felt like such a shame. And then the way they used Leia was good, I guess, and I love that her like passing was a way to like heal Ben and to sort of convince him. By the way, supposedly her passing away is what created the memory of Han Solo. That was not immediately clear in the movie when you watch it because the editing made it very poor. But that was how Han Solo would manage to make that cameo and come back. Which honestly, why Han? Like, why couldn't it have been Ghost Anakin? Because that's who Ben had idolized his entire life. Why would it not be Ghost Anakin to be like, dude, like, cut that out. You know, like, whatever. Whatever. And then you get to the ending and...
Okay.
Wow. Makes no sense. Literally makes no sense.
Can you agree with me that...
They're a Force dyad? When was that ever a thing?
Okay.
When was that ever a thing?
Why?
And they're soulmates all of a sudden? Like, all of a sudden, they're soulmates and, like, in love. What?
Like, the dyad thing is one of the dumbest things ever.
He's like, you're a dyad, so now I can steal your Force energy. Yeah. And now I'm whole again. I'm like, so it defeats everything that you just said?
Exactly.
And also, like, he said, if you strike me down, all the Sith live within you. Like, she killed him. Like, does he not live with her now? Maybe because he killed himself, because dude cannot stop Force lightning himself ever. Like... That's his one move, and that's all he can do. Like, it's just so dumb. Like, it makes no sense. And then they, like, kill Ben Solo by throwing him off the cliff. But, of course, he doesn't die. Because in Star Wars, anyone thrown off a cliff is still alive.
Yeah.
And he comes back, and he saves Rey and with, like, apparently this evil dude who just turned good again learned Force healing that quick.
Yeah.
Like, what?
How is this possible? Like, that, I just don't understand.
And he revives her, and then they kiss.
They kiss.
And then he, like...
Which is... There's no hint whatsoever in this trilogy that they like each other like that.
And he's, like, so happy and, like, in love. And then he dies. And I'm just, like... I didn't know what just happened.
Yeah.
And so many wasted opportunities. The Knights of Ren, when were they ever dangerous? Did I ever... was actually afraid of them?
No.
No, it was just some dudes...
They walked around a lot.
With an axe.
Yeah.
Like, that was it.
Yeah. They just kind of, like, stared as things happened before they got there in time.
But let's get to the very end.
Yes.
Well, wait,
before that,
okay.
I was very annoyed that two major points in the ending were taken specifically from Endgame.
Oh, yes.
Which made me so mad. Like, I turned to my friend and was like, I cannot believe that they did this. Yes. Like, when Poe is like, all right, I'm done. Guys, we've lost. This is over. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Lando's like, not quite. And then they all show up and you're like... Okay, that's Endgame.
Yep.
And then when
on your left, right?
Yeah. And then when her and Palpatine are fighting, and he's like, oh, I am the Sith. And she's like, I'm the Jedi. And you're like, that's Iron Man's line. Like, you can't steal that line.
I know. It's so annoying. You know, Disney was like, man, that worked for us. Let's get that in there.
She's like, we saw all those memes.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my God. So how unoriginal can this movie be?
So frustrating. And then the very end, she takes Anakin / Luke's lightsaber / her lightsaber. I mean, she used it too.
Yeah.
She takes that lightsaber and Leia's lightsaber. By the way, Leia was a Jedi too. We didn't.
Yeah.
We just found that out very
briefly. She was training a bunch that we never saw.
But anyways, although it was a cool moment. I did really like when when Rey called Leia master. I thought that like made me emotional. I really like that.
But it's hard to.
I know because we didn't see it. I know. Anyways, so then she goes back to Tatooine, which by the way. Anakin did not like Tatooine.
Yeah.
Luke left. Man did not like Tatooine. They go back to Uncle Owen's house and she buries their lightsabers. Leia, who has no connection to Tatooine at all.
No.
But whatever. Buries the lightsabers there as Luke and Leia's ghosts look over to her. And then, or actually, an old lady comes up and she's like, "Who are you?" And she goes, "I'm Rey." And then the old lady goes, "Rey who?" Because this is a very nosy old lady. She's just like,
"Who cares? Like yeah. Your last name's gonna." She's gonna be like, "Oh, I know you."
She's like, "Rey who?" And then Rey like looks out in the horizon, the Tatooine horizon, and then she sees the Force ghost of Luke and Leia, and she's like, "Rey Skywalker." I about laughed, bro. I was just like, what the heck? Like, I'm so upset by that. And also, like, isn't Kylo Ren her soulmate / Force dyad? Why is his Force ghost not there? Like,
yeah,
where the heck's Ben? Yeah. Where is Ben?
Why isn't she Rey Solo?
Like, I'm just so confused by that. And then she pulls out her yellow lightsaber, and it's, like, the coolest thing ever. And I did like that. That was really cool. And then the twin sons and BB-8, which... I love BB-8. Don't get me wrong, but like the droid for Star Wars is R2-D2. Like,
yeah.
How are we?
And he was hardly in the movie.
I know. It's so upsetting. When C-3PO was like all over this movie.
Yeah.
But anyways, so, you know, that's how it ends. And it's very, for me, it's very upsetting that this is how it ended. To me, this trilogy felt like a huge missed opportunity. I think Disney really dropped the ball. I think
they know they did, though.
I think the difference with Marvel and Star Wars is that Jon Favreau, Kevin Feige, and that whole team set up this beautiful world and interconnected world way in advance before they started shooting these movies. Mm-hmm. They planned it out. They had it, like, they had a game plan. And with this Star Wars trilogy did not have a game plan. It not started with JJ, went to a totally different director who had a different vision and did something totally different. And then they had a different director, Colin Trevorrow, do this last movie until they fired him and brought in JJ to finish out the movie.
Right.
And it just like, it became this huge mess. Like it was this giant mess. The original, like a lot of stuff that was set up in The Force Awakens never got answered.
No, at all.
A lot of like the stuff from Last Jedi got totally ignored, which like defeats that movie. Like what's the point of that movie?
Yeah. You can take that out and it's fine.
Like it no longer matters. Yeah. It's just so upsetting. And then even more upsetting is the way this sums up the original trilogy. And I think the reason why people weren't as upset with the sequel, I mean, people were upset with the sequels because they were terrible. I ain't going to lie. The prequels, I mean.
Right.
But it didn't affect the original trilogy because it all came before. Mm-hmm. This, however, comes after and forever will be how Star Wars is ended. And that's tragic. It really is.
It's a bummer.
It's a huge bummer because it was such a lost opportunity. Imagine if someone like Kevin Feige had come in and been like, "I have the idea for this trilogy. This is what needs to happen for BBB." And we just didn't get that. And it's so sad.
Well, that's what they should have done with this trilogy is they have really, one person.
It should have been JJ. I'm not the world's biggest JJ fan, but if he did the first one, he should have finished them all.
I agree.
He should have done them.
Yeah.
And I think he regrets too. I think he has a big regret over it because he feels like The Last Jedi messed his original movie up and he had to like go back with this movie to fix some of that. Mm. And it's just like, it just leads to a total mess. Of course, we're huge film nerds and junkies and Star Wars fanatics. So, you know, the general audiences tend to like it. Sort of, though, because this is, one, not making as much money as the other Star Wars.
It's also their lowest scoring on Rotten Tomatoes.
And it's their lowest scoring. And this is
lower than the prequels.
How do you end? How do you end on this? Honestly, the prequels, as bad as they are at least a unique vision.
Yes.
Like, it's true. Even though they're so bad, they're George Lucas's vision.
Right.
And this, I don't know whose vision it was. Kathleen Kennedy, who runs Lucasfilm for Disney, you know, for shame. I think she knows she messed up big time here.
Disney knows as well. I mean, there's a lot of press releases coming out. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things surfacing.
And then, so let's get into some of that. The actors themselves have been sort of, in their own way, have been saying how displeased they are with a lot of this. And like one of them, of course, Oscar Isaac, making a lot of, you know, comments about the whole Poe and Finn situation. And then Finn, or the actor who plays Finn, John Boyega, also making a lot of comments
about how he wasn't Rey's love interest.
Well, and it's so interesting because when the first movie came out, Finn was a co-lead. He was a big part of the movie.
Right.
And he was essentially written out in the second movie.
Yeah.
And his role severely reduced. And a lot of, you know, a lot of thought has been put behind that. And, you know, sadly, one of the things that people sort of think is the reasoning behind it is that Disney wanted these movies to be big in China. And China's still, unfortunately, a very racist country.
Right.
And they don't want a black lead. And that's why his role was severely diminished.
Well, when The Force Awakens came out, they took him off the movie posters in China.
Yeah.
So it makes sense from that perspective. But at the same time,
It ruins the story that could have been.
Yeah, but I understand that he didn't play a big role in The Last Jedi, but to bring him back and have him basically chasing Rey, who's kind of mean to him the whole movie.
Well, and it doesn't even, like, that romance is so over. Like, it didn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It was dumb. So the big thing I've been sort of alluding to is there's been a lot of leaks that have been released and come out. And again, I don't know if this is true at all, but a lot of it lines up with
the Abrams cut.
Well,
is there one of those?
Yeah. Well, a lot of it lines up with what we've been hearing, what actors have said. Like the actress who plays Rose, she was like, oh, yeah, I was in all these scenes with Rey that didn't show up in the movie. And there's other scenes that actors talk about that don't show up in the movie. And also there was a lot of rumors of a lot of our favorite actors returning who didn't show up in the movie either. Mm-hmm. So the quote unquote J.J. Abrams cut that people talk about is this this leak that came out saying that J.J. Abrams actually released around a 3-hour cut. He had originally wanted to do 2 movies and Disney was like, no.
I heard that. Yeah.
We're going to do 1. And he was like, OK, but give me 3 hours. And they agreed on that. And JJ only came back because he said, I want more creative control. Turns out that Disney sort of went back on their word and they recut the movie without his knowledge, by the way. He closed the cut at 3 hours. And then Disney, a week later, cut the movie down 45 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Also, the kissing scene was reshoots that Disney did without JJ. JJ did not want the kissing scene.
It doesn't make sense. I'm happy that that was not a JJ decision because that was part of me.
Yes.
But honestly, that kind of, like, when I saw that scene, I knew that was a Disney scene. It was like the kiss of whatever, the
princess and the prince type.
Yeah.
Deal. Well, and it's sort of like the idea of
True Love's Kiss, that's what it is.
And their whole thing is like they wanted to appease the toxic fans and the Raylos and all those people. And it's so upsetting because it ruins Star Wars if you start doing that.
Disney needs to learn right now that you will never appease Star Wars fans. Yeah.
But anyway,
don't try.
If you're interested in what the J.J. Abrams cut is, I'm going to tell you right now, obviously it's not 100% confirmed, but it's looking like pretty much that's what happened is that Disney took... that JJ provided a movie that Disney was not happy with and they recut it and changed things completely. If you watch the opening sequence, so apparently the opening sequence of the movie was supposed to explain how Palpatine came back and Disney completely cut that.
Okay.
And that's why that for the beginning of the movie feels so fast because they cut it fast. Like they purposefully it fast.
Yeah. It was a little too much.
Like the movie is breakneck. It does not like let up. It is fast, fast, fast.
It's like 1 minute he's slaughtering people. And then 2 seconds later, he's in front of Palpatine. You're like, wait, what?
Like, I know, it's just,
why did this not take him that long to find Palpatine?
It's so frustrating. All right. All that negativity out there with Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
And if you love the movie, I'm happy for you. You know,
we're glad you enjoyed it because
I wish I could be like you.
We want Star Wars fans to be happy.
Yes,
we do.
But I've sort of come to peace with it, and I'm gonna be honest.
Not me.
I hate to say it, but I'm gonna be honest. To me, when I think Star Wars, I will always think the originals, and to me, that's where the story ends.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's the truth. Disney owns Star Wars now, and to me, that will always be Disney Star Wars.
Yeah,
and that's okay because Disney Star Wars also makes good stuff, and that good stuff is The Mandalorian.
Right.
So at the same time that The Rise of Skywalker was like being, you know, is a bomb, pretty much a critical bomb. The Mandalorian was a huge success for right. Disney. Now that has a completely different team behind it and has Jon Favreau, who has much more pull because he comes from Marvel, and Marvel of course is another Disney property.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, The Mandalorian, I've seen the show. You've not seen any of it yet. So we're not going to get into reviews of that or spoilers. But easy to say, it's been a huge success for Disney, and it is, and for Lucasfilm. And it is a huge fan favorite. And I think that's where the key for the future of Star Wars lies.
Yeah.
I don't think the movies, because a lot of the movie stuff is in flux and a lot of people don't know what's going to happen next. But the TV shows, that's going to be very interesting for Star Wars. So let's get into the future of Star Wars. What do you want to see? What do you predict? What excites you? Where do you think we can go from here? After ending the most important saga in pop culture this way, like, how do you think?
I think the best thing to do is to test the waters with Disney Plus. Obviously, The Mandalorian is successful.
Right.
You have a lot of people who love that show. You have a lot of people who want to see things that are, you know, there's talks that there's going to be, you know, an Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
There will be one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a Cassian show.
So to me, I think now is the time to test the waters. You know, they're saying there's going to be a Knights of the Old Republic show that could potentially come out.
Oh, my God.
To me, I think you need to take all the things that people love about Star Wars and just expand. There's a lot of things that George Lucas at one point said wasn't canon. Use it. I mean, use all that stuff.
No, Disney said it wasn't canon.
Oh, really?
When Disney bought Lucasfilm and they started the new trilogy, they're like, all this post-Star Wars stuff, not canon anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Disney holds those cards now.
To me, I would say make those things canon. Try those things out. There's a lot of really great Sith characters that haven't been used yet that could be used. Bring Darth Maul back.
Yeah.
You know, do something with a young Qui-Gon Jinn. Like, you have all these possibilities to do really cool things.
Totally.
But I think you should experiment. I think now is the time to just figure out what works, because you experimented with The Mandalorian, and look what happens. People are going nuts for that show.
For me, I get what you're saying. I would almost like have a fear of experimenting just because of how poorly Rise of Skywalker is being perceived. But I do think Disney Plus is the key, and I think The Mandalorian is the key. And I also think that Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau and Kevin Feige need to helm Star Wars. I think they need to take it away from Kathleen Kennedy, because I think what they did with The Mandalorian is so special. It's so interesting, and it feels like Star Wars because it is Star Wars. The Mandalorian is Star Wars in a way that, unfortunately, this new trilogy just isn't. With that being said, I think, like you said, I want to see something different from Star Wars, and I think Disney Plus is that place to experiment. What if we did a horror Star Wars show? What if we did a spy Star Wars show? That's what we're going to get with the Cassian show. Mm-hmm. You know, a funny Star Wars show. Star Wars has always been funny. Like, what if we leaned in a little bit more into that? And I think Disney, I think we need to take a break from the movies, and I think we need to focus on Disney Plus properties, video games, different Star Wars avenues.
Have you played Fallen Order at
not
all?
Not yet. Have you?
It's so good.
I hear it's amazing.
I do not enjoy paying $70 for a video game, but that was the best money I've ever spent.
I love it. I love it. I'm excited. I'm excited to play it finally. Like you said, Knights of the Old Republic, bring some of those stories. They're so amazing. Make a lot of those awesome stories canon. Go into your back catalog, pull amazing stories, do something different. I want to see Star Wars thousands of years, like Knights of the Old Republic, thousands of years before anything that has happened.
Yeah.
Or maybe thousands of years after what has happened with Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's see a completely new cast of characters, new locales, new ideas, because I think it needs it. With that being said, there are movies in the works. We're not entirely sure where in the process they are. But apparently there's two more trilogies planned that are separate from the Skywalker saga.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what those are. There's rumors now that there's plans for years in the future, I'm talking like 20 years from now, that the Skywalker saga would be revived with Rey as like this old figure.
That'd be kind of cool. I'd be down for that.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it could, I don't know. I almost feel like just leave that alone. I don't care anymore about that.
I like the character of Rey, and I think outside of the kiss with her and Ben, I think she's obviously a good role model for females. It's nice that because
it was so amazing that she was the lead, and she's one of my favorite aspects of this new trilogy. It was just how it was handled, I guess.
I agree. I definitely agree with that, but at the same time, you know,
more Rey.
I would like to see more Rey. I'd like to see more Finn. I'd maybe even like to see more Poe.
What about a Finn and Poe show?
I'd be down for that.
Let's see.
I'd be perfectly okay with that.
Yeah. A Finn.
I would like more Kylo Ren. I'd be okay with that.
Adam Driver's no longer doing that. Maybe like an animated show. Heck no.
Really?
He's an Oscar-nominated actor.
That's true.
He done with this.
Yeah, well, Marvel recently put out a comic book series. It's called The Rise of Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
And it's his origin story.
Yeah.
And it is a huge success.
Yeah.
People love Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
But I'd be down for maybe like a one-off miniseries.
That'd be cool.
You know, like 6 or 8 episodes and we're done.
Yeah.
Something maybe. Like that.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just like, Rise of Skywalker, you tried to fix everything. But I think just test everything.
Do you feel now, like you need a Star Wars break?
Yes and no. But to me, the break is in the Skywalker stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want any more movies for a little bit. And if you're going to give me a movie, I would rather it be something like Rogue One or Solo, where it's these like weird one-off, like, oh, here's this thing that happened. Like, I will say this. Rogue One is one of the best Star Wars movies I've seen since the original trilogy.
Yeah, so good.
Because you took a story that's been mentioned before in the movies.
And expanded
it. And you showed us.
And you showed it
to us. You took a small thing that someone mentioned, like, oh, we got these plans from these fighters, you know. Oh, well, I want to see what that's like, you know. And that had the best Darth Vader sequence in all of the movies ever.
Yeah.
When he's fighting all those dudes. That's so awesome to me. Yeah. So
I loved it.
To me, yeah. You know, I think, you know, Donald Glover was a huge success. Why not bring him back? Do something with him.
I want with Lando, yeah.
Dude, how cool would that be to have a young Lando movie? Or a TV show?
Yeah, young Lando series.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
I want to see
Atlanta in space.
I want to see something different, and I think let's keep Rise of Skywalker done for now. Let's keep Skywalker saga over for now, and focus on new things. Let's do it.
I agree.
Star Wars is a huge. That's what makes franchises like Star Wars and Marvel so great, is that their universes are so huge. The possibilities are endless.
Yes, without a doubt.
So take advantage of it. And that's what I want to see from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Well, that is the state of Star Wars in 2020. More TV shows to come, and I think that's the right strategy. I think there needs to be some sort of main person in control. I think there's been too many cooks in the kitchen, and I think that gave us some subpar work. However, I think we have some strong new voices, and I want to see where they take Star Wars from Same. Here. So that is our take on Star Wars. Let us know how you feel about the state of Star Wars. Reach out to us at Daily Sunnyside. And stay tuned, because our next episode, another massive Disney franchise, we're going to talk about the state of Marvel.